Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Good evening. Erev Tov. Malkam Mata. Here, here, here. Rastafari, the Mondays podcast here. Discipleship Radio right here, here, here. LOJ Society, Line of Judah Society. I am Raz Iadonis Tafari. Big I and I ride up right here. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Yes, sir.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Greetings, 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 salam ta, fraternal greetings, salam, salam ta, tena yistalin, here, 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 greetings, half pint, yes, I, Rastafari, make it right up for the Mondays podcast.
You live the life you love, you love the life you live, everything you have in mind.
Diamonds and the money and pearls, I hope you read the music, keep playing all the world. No matter what the price, cause the music is nice. Oh, you look at this and I'm dropping tonight. Whoa, 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 breathing, I breathe.
Only part of Africa that wasn't. And yep. So that's like you was talking about, it's just a pride to be from that part. of Africa, there's a big pride, and even Jamaicans and Rastafarians, if that's the way you say it, Rastafari,
yeah.
they identify with the culture of Ethiopia and Eritrea, mm-hmm. just based on the fact it was never colonized. But that's a whole nother convo that, you know, they got experts that we got to be real careful about because they'll check us on our facts. But nah, you know,
I am that I am, mighty Anton the Rebellic, the beer massacan, grandma, we rafatar, madani, alarm, tina easterling, the coast, and the cast, side, Cuba, Cuba, Cuba. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire.
We just found out that he was a descendant of Haile Selassie.
I was telling somebody, my friend, I said, he looks like him.
He's a first descendant of him.
Well, he looks like those guys, Eritrea.
Eritrean. He is Eritrean. Yeah, that's what his nationality is.
Tell us about him.
Ethiopian. That's Solomon's bloodline.
Oh, wow.
King Solomon.
The king of all kings.
Wow.
The triple crown. Walk with lions. Yeah, believe that. Gave Queen Elizabeth a lion. Sent her one back in the days. The only one with the triple crown. Haile Selassie. Jah Rastafari.
Yes, I. Here. Rastafari, the Monday, Moonday podcast right here. That was Snoop. Lion, yes, sir. Here. Could you be loved? Yes,
of a speed, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, hope he gets up, but the doc went solo on that ass, but it's still the same, Long Beach is the spot where I serve my chain, follow me, but don't lose your grip, non-trizzies, they get there for me to fuck up, shit, so I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack, it's like that, and as a matter of fact,
right.
Cause I never have a dick to put a nigga on his back,
yeah, so keep out the manuscript, you see that it's a must, we drop that
what's my motherfucking
shit.
Name? To the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy and Joel, and Snoop Doggy Dogg in the motherfucking house like every day, dropping shit with my nigga Mr. Dr. Dre, like I said, nigga can't fuck with this, and nigga can't fuck with that, shit that I drop cause you know it don't stop, Mr. One Nick doesn't on the motherfucking top, tick tock, now what a clock, just some nuts in the top. Robbing motherfuckers and I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small. Cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy. In the motherfucking air, and we the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour that drink and watch it stink. The doggies on the gang, my bankroll's on swole. My shit's on hit legit, now I'm on parole. Stroll, put the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me playing that G-bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts, and guess what? He is I and I am him, slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Whoever I deal with Rasta, whether you're Chinese, Indian, white man, black man, because you may have a lot of black man using that Rasta. a lot of white people who is not Rasta, a lot of Indian who is not Rasta, you know, a lot of Chinese too. But out of them, you're going to find some that is real. And that's going to be the thing.
We just found out that he was a descendant of Haile Selassie.
I was telling my friend, I said, he looks like him.
He's a first descendant of him.
Well, he looks like those guys, Eritrea.
Eritrean. He is Eritrean. Yeah, that's what his nationality is.
Tell us about him.
Ethiopian. That's Solomon's bloodline.
Oh, wow.
King Solomon.
The king of all kings.
Wow.
The triple crown. Walk with lions. Yeah, believe that. Gave Queen Elizabeth a lion. Sent her one back in the days. The only one with the triple crown. Haile Selassie. Ja Rastafari.
Padamawi. Selassie.
The whole place is due for help.
Monday's podcast right here. for this August 9th, 2021. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 107, the first this for the Monday, the second day of the Shavuah, here from the liturgy of His Majesty, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, here, Shema.
Andenya, Kasenyo, Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch, Zawater Yemi Bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gadaochish lepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
And here, riding up with the evening chant for the second day of the Shavuah, known as Monday, Psalm 48. KJV.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, 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 forever.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
And here for this Monday's podcast, a mellow Monday right here. Here we have Sister Desiree with Zion.
Selassie has survived crises few modern leaders experience. The brutal conquest of his country was the most painful. When he appealed for help to the League of Nations, he spoke not only for Ethiopia, but for the integrity of all small nations. The world turned its back and drifted into a Second World War.
Hallelujah. to vibrate and resonate with that sound.
Tonight in Zion there is new night there. Oh, hallelujah, there is no night there. God rocks the paradise, paradise, and we need no candlelight. Hallelujah.
To be, but if you're not clean. for me up with the beat. That's all you start with your tongue in a degree. This tune going out to every individual. Yeah. Let them watch it dive the right on a time. Oh, taking me now your system and then each oh, enlighten your own. Your ways and you will live more longer. Live your life accurate. If you're not squander, I'll be past the test. Not be no failure. All the bad mind, we no want that bow ya. Dirty lifestyle, we no want that bow ya. Violence and the crime, we no want that bow ya. Member of the room, and I am a run bow ya. All the corruption, fund that bow ya. Every masculine should have a feminine gender. To Jah.
Zion with the right knowledge. Yes, sir. The knowledge of the King of Kings and his Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, eyes is I. Right here for today's daily psalm, we have, according to royal order, Psalm 107. Going to ride up here for the Monday's podcast. But first this.
Holy Bible, Holy Bible, Holy Bible, Holy Bible, Holy Bible.
Mount Zion is only a step away. So take a step in the way of His Imperial Majesty. Gormawi Nugusa Neges Adamawi Haile Selassie, the King of Kings, His Imperial Majesty.
To turn to another subject, Your Imperial Majesty, are there any passages of the Bible that have become especially meaningful to you?
I have the highest respect for the Bible as a whole. We also recognize the rightful name the Bible bears. We find that in all the periods of the Old Testament, in the time of patriarchs, kings, and prophets, great miracles were done. On the other hand, the New Testament, in which our Lord Himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels in which the sayings of our Lord are recorded, are pillars for all men on the earth. Therefore, the Bible should not be cut into portions.
Yeah, it's like someone's one trying to play the old versus the New Testament. As Matthew clearly points to the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Covenant. One book, one revelation. Sugar Book of Mine that has prophecy. Yes, I'm going to ride it with Psalm 107 after this. Yes, I. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned.
Prophecy, the book of Genesis tells us about the birth of the creation. Oh yes, it tells us about the beginning of man. Oh, this land
Melchizedek is Psalm 107, and here we begin the fifth book of the Psalter. Psalter is the old English way of referring to the book of Psalms, the Mezmur Dawit, Hebraically called the Sefer Tehillim, the Sefer, the book of Tehillim, of the praises of the Elilta, as we have Ethiopically the Elilta, exaltation, but commonly translated as praises. So here, giving a first ear to today's psalm. It's rather long, but it's full, and we'll seek to touch on some of the prophecy. I was the Lion Majesty, and we, Ras Tefari.
Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Rastafari, I live it. Last year I live it and reigned in the hearts of all men forever.
So here, we are at the 48th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong Show team, judges and officers. We are commanded to make in all of I gates, judges and officers. Now here, let's ride up with our intro to today's daily song, Divine Providence. Here are the first three verses. A summons to praise Jah from the redeemed, So the theme here of today's daily psalm is the redeemed and the redemption. And there's a correspondence here with the 48th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. But first things first, make I and I reason and elaborate on the word right here.
Mizmor Kof Zayin.
Hodu layawa kito, kil olam hasdo, yomrua geuleyawa, asher gealam yatsar, uamea arazota gibzam, mia mizrach uamia maerav, mia safon uamiam. Mizmor of Zain. Hodu layawa ki tov, ki le olam hasido, yomrua ge uleyawa, ashera ge alam yatsar, ua meyra tzota gibtzam, mi mizrach ua miya ma'erav, Mia tzafon ua miyam. Today's daily psalm. First three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain. Divine Ivine Providence. The opening verses summons to praise Elohim from the redeemed slaves and the redeemed enslaved. Mizmor Kof Zain. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahweh ki tov, ki le'olam hasido. Divine Ivine Providence. Although a new book begins with this mizmor, it is closely linked to the preceding and may be regarded as a continuation, an attenuation of the series. The call to the redeemed of Yahweh, of Jehovah, points to the return from Babylon as the time, the Iowa, of its composition. Four word pictures are drawn by the poet as circumstances of distress in which man is dependent upon Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. And they are all applicable to the bitter experience of Yisrael in exile. That the people, Ha'am, Jah people, survive the hardships and trials provides occasion for heartfelt, heartical praise, Isis, to be offered to him. At verse 33, the subject matter assumes a different form, and the psalmist meditates, I, upon the changes in the consequences, the fortune, the circumstances which befall countries generally, and sees in them also the working of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's purpose. One line of thought runs throughout the Mizmor, the psalm, vis-a-vis loving kindness. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, who hears and who rescues, is the theme of the first part. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, who quote, changes all things, and is itself, himself unchanged. This is the theme of the second. Both converge on the final thought in verse 43. That the observance of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's ways, the observance of Jahweh, is the part of true wisdom, true wise mind, and inner understanding, and will win the clear perception of the all-embracing mercies of Yahweh, of Yahweh, truth and life. Thus, we have today's daily psalm, the overview, and its theme, Divine Ivine Providence, Provida, Providence, seeing before, Provida, before seeing. Hodu, oh, give thanks, Hodu, Hodu Layawa. Give thanks to Jehovah, Hodu Layawa, Ki O, for he is good, Ki O, Hodu Layawa, Ki O, Ki Olam Hasido, for his mercy endureth forever, for forever his mercy, for ever his mercy. Ki le'olam hasido. First verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasido. The beginning of the first section, the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the Abu Gida verses, the first three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, summons. The summons to praise Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, to praise Jah from the redeemed slaves, the redeemed enslaved. Hodu Layahua Ki Tov Ki La'Olam Chasido. Yomru Ge'ulei Yahuwah Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar. So may the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, say, Yomru Ge'ulei Yahuwah. Yomru, may they say, Yomru, Ge'ulei, the redeemed of Yahuwah, Yehovah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Yomru, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, so may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. The redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. Now this here quoted from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, LXII, Isaiah 62 and 12. And they shall call them the returned captives, the holy people, the Isla people, the redeemed of Jehovah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tzar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. From the hand of the adversary. Miyad Tzar. The adversary, the Tzar. Perhaps to be translated, adversity. The adversary and the adversity. It is the same word as trouble as found in verse 6. So whom he hath redeemed, Asher Ge'alam, Miyad, from the Yad, the hand, Miyad Tsar, from the hand of adversity, from the hand of the adversary. The Gimel, the Gamel verse, the third verse. U me eratot kibzam mi mizrachua mi ma erav mi atzafon ua miyam, and gathered them out of the lands. U me eratot, and from the lands, the countries, who may eratzot, kibbutzam, gathered, the root here, the kabat, the kibbutz, who he has gathered them, kibbutzam, who may aratzot, kibbutzam, and gather them out of the lands, mi mizrachu u mi ma'arav, mi atzafon u mi yam, from the east, mi mizrach, and from the west, u mi ma'arav, from the north, mi atzafon, and from the sea, U Miyam, and from the sea, whom he has gathered them out of the lands. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, El Elohe Yisrael, the true good of Yisrael, had answered the prayer of the preceding, even the preceding psalm, Kof. Wow, the 106 Psalm, verse 47. Gather I and I from among the nations, the Goyim, the international community. The mention of lands, Aratzot, in the plural, not just in the Aret, in the singular, but Aratzot. The lands, it signifies that the Israelites from many lands doubtless return to join the newly founded community in Yerushalayim, the newly founded community in Jerusalem. From the sea, U Miyam, Miyam, from the sea, the Yam, the sea. This term usually means the west, but here we have it with the south. Here, the south, many say, is required, but literally, U Miyam. The Targum, the interpretation, it renders the sea of the south, which may indicate the Indian Ocean or even the Ethiopic Ocean, now renamed and called the Transatlantic or the Southern Atlantic Ocean, or the part of the Mediterranean that borders on Mitzrayim, on Kemet, on Egypt. Possibly the psalmist is quoting the words of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah. Or vice versa, we have Isaiah XLIX. We have Isaiah 49:12. Although the sea there in Isaiah 49:12 means the west. These opening verses, the summons to praise, the Isis Yah, Isis Ayah, Yah, from the redeemed, enslaved, Hodulayawa Kito Kila Olam Hasido Yomru Geulayahua Asher Gealamiada Sara U mea rasota kibsam, mia mizrach, u mia ma'erav, mia tzafon, u miyam.
Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, today's daily psalm, I vine providence. Remember the word providence. Break it down. Pro means before. Pro and vida is a root of vidence. Like I think they said one of the Caesar said, Vini, Vidi, Vici. Vini, I came. Vidi, I saw. Vici, Vici, I conquered. Actually, in ancient Latin, it'll be Vini, Vini, Vidi. Wiki, right? But anyway, the V and the W link right there. Wiki, Wikipedia, question. But here, today's daily psalm, the theme is I vine, divine providence, seeing beforehand. So here we apply this to Shashamani, we apply this to repatriation, we apply this to sustainable repatriation based on the teaching of His Majesty, who states, I and I and we, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So we study this right here. We can see how we are here at this present time, especially with the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated and we, the black people of the world, and also how we can get there in due time to save ourselves from annihilation. Yes, sir.
Ralph Zahn. Hodu layawa kitov kil olam chasdo yomru agulei yahua asher gealam miyad tsar u mearatzota kibtzam mi mizrach u mi ma'rav mi atzafon u mi yam ta'ua b'midbar bi shimon adarek עיר מושב לא מצאו, רעבים גם עצמאים, נפשם בהם תתעטף, וואי צעקו לי הוא בצער להם, מי מצעקותיהם יצלים, וואי דרכם בדרך ישרה. ללקטע אל עיר המושב יודו על היהו החסדו ונפלותי לבני האדם כי היסגעה נפש שוקקה ונפש רעבה מילי טוב. מזמור Of Zain, Mizmor of Zain. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So may the redeemed of Jehovah, Yahweh, say, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, from the hand of adversity, and gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the sea. Hodu layahweh ki tov ki al olam chasdo yomru ageulei Yahuwah asher gelalam amiyat tsar uwa me'aratzota kivtzam mi mizrach umi ma'irav mi tzafon umi yam ta'uwa b'midbar b'yashimon derek עיר מושב לא מצאו, רעבים גם עצמאים, נפשם בהם תתעטף. וואי יצעקו לי הוא בצר להם. מי מצעוקותיהם יצלם, וואי דרכם בדרך ישר. ללקטע אל יער מושב יודו ליהוה חסדו ונפלותי לבני אדם כי היסבעה נפש שוקקה ונפש רעבה מילי טוב. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. They found no city of habitation. Ta'u b'midbar b'yashimona darek. Ir moshav lo matzau. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Re'avim gam atzimeim. Nafsham b'hem titatef. Then they cried to Yahweh, to Jehovah, in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. Wayitzeku li Yehovah batzar lahem, mimatzukoteihem yatzileim. And he led them in a straight way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Why yadarkeim abidareka yishara lalaketa ille ir moshav. Make them give thanks. May they give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, for his mercy and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of humanity. Yodu la Yahweh hasido winifa leotayo livne Adam. For he hath satisfied the longing soul, and the hungry soul he hath filled with good. Kia hisiba nefesha shokeka we nefesha reva miletob. So here we have the first illustration of the four illustrations. There are four illustrations to be drawn from today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain. Four illustrations. The first illustration begins after the summons to praise Yah, to praise Jah from the redeemed enslaved, the redeemed slave, the redeemed enslaved. So we have four illustrations. The first word pick of the four word pick illustrations is to be found from verse 2 to verse 9. There's the opening verse, Hodu Layahweh Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasado. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Ki Tov, for he is Tov, for he is good. Ki Le'olam Chasado, for forever. Ki le'olam chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness, chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness endures forever. So we have in the opening verse, the opening word sound from Mizmor Kof Vav, Kof Vav, from Psalm CVI, Psalm 106, which speaks to national infidelity. We have these first words right here. Oh, give thanks. The introductory praise, eyes, and prayer. Hodu Layahweh Ki Tov. Hodu, give thanks, stretching forth the hand. Yada, hodu. Tawada, Toda. Here's the command to ye all, y'all. Hodu, y'all. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Layahweh to Jehovah. Ki Tov, because for he is Tov, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy chasido, his loving kindness. Ki le'olam, for it endures forever. Here we have a liturgical, the Kaddish, the Kedase invocation, invoka, which is found at the beginning of Psalms CVII, Psalm 10, we have Psalm 107, we have Psalm CXVIII, we have Psalm 118, and we have Psalm CXXXVI, Psalm 136. These opening words first found in the preceding psalm to today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, Psalm 107, Psalm CVII, beginning the fifth book of the Sefer Tehillim of the Psalter. A new book begins with today's daily psalm, Psalm 107, and it's closely linked to the preceding psalm, Mizmor Kof Vav, Kof Vav, Psalm 106, and may be regarded as a continuation of the series. The call is to the redeemed of Yahweh, of Jehovah, pointing to the return from Babylon as the time, the Iowa, and the occasion for its composition. So we have the opening verse. The opening verse, Hodu. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Hodu, give thanks, y'all. Hodu. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasido. A liturgical invocation. He is good. Ki tov, for he is good. When he is good. In a sense here, for he is good. Ki tov, he is gracious. He is lenient. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy, his loving kindness, without which Yisrael's sinfulness, Einai's awkwardness, would long ago have brought an end to Einai national existence. So we give thanks. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. The call to the redeemed. Geulei Yahuwah, the Geulei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the redeemed of Jehovah. And they shall call them the returned captives. They shall call them the holy, the set apart people, the Geulei Yahuwah, the Geulei of Jehovah, the redeemed of Jehovah. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah Asher Gealam Miyad Tsar. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. So the first illustration, the first of the four word picks within today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, the 107th psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek. The first example, from verse 2 to verse 9, the first illustration, the first word pick, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Yahweh, Jehovah's care of lost travelers. Jehovah's care of lost travelers. Picking up from verse 2 and 3, and here at verse 4, we have Ta'u Bamidbar Bia Shimon Darek Ir Moshab Lo Matzau. They wandered in the Midbar, Bamidbar, Ta'u, Ta'u, Ta'u. Ta'u, ta'u, they wandered by Midbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Ta'u by Midbar, be Shimon Darek, in a desert, in a desert way. Be Shimon, Yishimon, in the desert. So we have the wilderness, we have the word right here for wilderness, the Midbar, as we have the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called in English Numbers, Hebraically, the fourth book of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, called Numbers, is known as Bamidbar. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in the wilderness. So here it says in today's daily psalm, in the fourth verse, Ta'u, 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 they wandered, Bamidbar, Bamidbar, they wandered in the wilderness, Bishimon, Bishimon, in a desert, in a desert region. They wandered in the Midbar, the wilderness, Bamidbar, Bishimon, in the Shimon, in a desert region of the wilderness. Darek Ir Moshab Lo Matzau. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They did not find the Darek, the Derek, the Darek, Darek Ir Moshav Lo Matzau. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They wandered. Tau, 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 Tau. The verb, it denotes wandering about aimlessly. Tau Bamidbar, Dishimon, Derek Ir Moshab Lo Matzau. They wandered about aimlessly. Now, according to the Hebraic, the idiom, the subject is not specified, being understood from the context. In English, the paraphrase would be, travelers went astray. Tau Bamidbar. Travelers went astray in the wilderness. Be Shimon in a desert way. Darek Ir Moshav Lo Matzau. They found no city. They didn't find the way to a city of habitation. Be Shimon in a desert, in the desert. Be Shimon Derek in a desert way. Where no marked paths. In the desert, the travelers who went astray, the Israelites, they found no marked paths as a guide of direction. To a city of habitation, the Ir Moshav, the Ir Moshav, a city to seat up in, a city to habitate, a place of lodging, a place of food. Again, we have this phrase, the Ir Moshav, the Ir Moshav, the Ir Moshav. We have this phrase again in verse 7 as well as verse 36. Here, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm, bringing out the first illustration, Jah's care of lost travelers, Re'ayvim, Gam, Semaim, Nafsham, Bahem, Titatef, hungry and thirsty, Re'ayvim, Gam, Semaim, hungry and also, Gam, Semaim. They were hungry, hungry them, and also thirsty them. Re'ayvim, re'ayvim, hungry. They hungry, them hungry. Re'ayvim, gam, also semaim, semaim, also thirsty. Nafsham, bahem, titatef. Their soul fainted. Their soul, nafsham. Them so nafsham bahem in them tita teif, their soul fainted in them. They were in an exhausted, exhausted condition. Why it's a cool Eliyahuah batzar lahem mimatzukotehem yatzileim yatzileim. They cried. Why yitzuku? Then they shrieked. They cried out. They shrieked. They shouted. Why yitzuku? Eli Yahuah. Eli. Il Yahuah. Yehovah. Il Yahuah. Eli Yahuah. Why yitzuku? Eli Yahuah. Batzar lahem. They cried to Jehovah. Batzar lahem. In the adversary, in the adversity for them. When they had the adversity and the adversity for them, Wayatsu, Wayatsu, Vayatsiku, Vayitsiku, 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 Iliyowa, Basarlahemima Sukotehem, Yatsilem. And he delivered Yatsilem. He delivered them. He delivered them, Vayatsilem, Yatsilem, out of their distress. Mima sukotehem yatsilem. This verse, it occurs with variation of verb as a refrain. This verse here, the wild verse here, verse 6 of today's daily psalm, this verse, it occurs with variation of verb as a refrain or a chorus line in the four illustrations. We have verse 13, verse 19, and verse 28. Here, the seventh verse, Why yadarikem bidarek yishara la leketa illa ir moshav. And he led them by a straight way. Why yadarikem bidarek yishara. And he led them by a straight way. Wayada rikem bidareka yishara laleketa il ir moshab, that they might go to a city of habitation. Laleketa il ir moshab, to a city of moshav, a city of lodging, a city of habitation, by a straight way, by the quickest and the easiest route or route. Here, the eighth verse, Yodu layawa chasido w'nifa leotayo alivnei adam. May them give thanks. Make them give thanks. May they give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, for his mercy. Yodu layawah chasido, and for his wonderful works to the children of men, to the children of Adam, to the children of humanity. W'nifa leotayo livnei Adam, to the b'nei Adam, livnei Adam. Let them give thanks. Yodu, yodu, may them give thanks. La Yahuwah, to Jehovah Chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness. The travelers who had experienced Jah's mercy, chasido. The verse here is repeated also as part of that refrain in verses 15, verse 21, and verse 31 of today's daily psalm. And here, to fulfill the first illustration, beginning at verse 2, right, the pre-verses of verse 2, the main verses, verse 4 here to verse 9, here for verse 9, for he had satisfied the longing soul, and the hungry soul he hath filled with good. Kia hisib'a nefesh shokeka with nefesh re'eva mileto. For he hath satisfying the longing soul. Ki he sibba nefesh shokeka, and the hungry soul with nefesh re'eva mileto. He hath filled mileto, filled good. He has filled with good, with oh, Millet, oh, here, compare and contrast with the prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah XXXI and 25, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25, and thus concludes right here the first illustration, the first of the four word picks to today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Malkiah, Sedek, Mizmor, Kof, Zain.
So here, today's daily psalm, Divine Ivine Providence. We apply this right here to sustainable, in the sustainer, in Xavier, the sustainable repatriation. So the first of the four word picks right here, and here on the Monday's podcast. It began at 10:30 as usual. So ones and ones have up to the 12:30 to call in, whether to hear it here live or can check it on the replay. Like to touch on at least the other word picks, the word picks. There's enough, enough, enough that's in the word picks. But here, look at Rhema tune. Them belly full. Yes, I, Ross.
Yeah, you need to not to turn down the sound. Some of it, keep the love of them belly. Let's go, let's go.
Applied spirituality, you know, as we study the word right here, some things as we go over it become even more clear. Give thanks to the Isla Irid. Check it out right here. In today's psalm, let me just pull this up right here. In today's psalm, there is a kind of a command. There's a command right there. It says, so let or make the redeemed of Jehovah say. Word, sound, power. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed, whom he, who be divine majesty, Kedemal Hadassalasi, has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Make them say. Who are to say this? The redeemed of Jehovah. Word, sound, power.
Thank you.
and gather them out of the lands. And here we have another manifestation of the true cross. Thy nigh Lord and save thy nigh boss, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the sea, corresponding with the south. The true cross is the plus sign. Yes, I, not the unequal cross or the sword of counterfeit Christianity. You see them type of cross is all lopsided like a sword, but that's what it is. But the true cross is a plus sign. But here, let's ride up right here. We have the second word picture. Jah is Kir for the Israelite. His care for the Israelite captives. His care for the Israelite captives right here. Here is the second word picture. Yes, sir. Picture this.
Yoshve Hosheka with Almavet. Esrei Onio Ubarzel. Kia Himrua Imreel. Wise Ata Eliona Natsu. Wayayaka na'a be amala livam kashlu wein ozer wayayiza ikuwa liyohwa batar lahema mimosuwa kotehem yoshi'im Yosihema mechosheka with almavet ua mosorotehem yenatek Yodu ala Yahua chasido ua nifal leotayo livne Adam. Kia shivara daltota nechosheta ubericheya barzela gidea. The second illustration in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zin. Picking up with verse 10 to verse 16 for the second word pick, the second of the four word picks, the second illustration, Jah's care of captives. Jah's care of captives. Yoshbe Hoshek with Almawet. Such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. Yoshbe Hoshek with Almawet. Being bound in affliction and iron. Esrei Oniya Ubarzel. Sat in darkness. Yoshve Hoshek sat in darkness, such as sat in darkness with Almavet and the shadow of Mavet, the shadow of Mavet, the Almavet, Yoshve Hoshek. The sitters in darkness, those who sat in darkness. This is used in Isaiah, Isaiah, XLII and 7. In Isaiah 42 and 7, this phrase, the Yoshve Hoshek, the sitters in darkness and disillumination, Yoshve Hoshek, this expression is used of the exiles. It may be understood and understood literally of prisoners whose dungeons were without light, without illumination. Yoshve Hoshek, with Almawet, Esrei Oni Ubarzel. The shadow of death, more on this is brought out in the 23rd Psalm, round about verse 4, Hebraically. The Salmavet, the Salmavet, the Sal, shadow of Mavet, Mavet, death, Mavet, Salmavet, being bound in affliction and iron, Esire, Esire, Oni, Ubarzel, Uvarzel. We also have this in Psalm 105, roundabout verse 18, and Job. Job XXXVI, Job 36, roundabout verse 8. Because they rebelled against the words of El and contemned the counsel of Elyon of the Most High. Ki Himru Imre El, because they rebelled against the Imre El, against the words of El. Ki Himru. Ki Himru, because they rebelled. Ki Himru, when they rebelled. Ki Himru Imre El. Wa Itzata Elyon Na'atzu, and contemned the counsel. Wa Itzat, and the counsel of Elyon. Wa Itzata Elyon, the counsel of Elyon. Na'atzu, they contemned. Their sufferings were the penalty of transgressing Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's will. So again, we have this as well in verses 17 and verse 34 of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, the 107th psalm. But moving forward here to verse 12 in the second illustration concerning Yahweh's care of captives. Therefore he humbled their heart with travail. They stumbled, and there was none to help. Why yakna'a? Amala libam kashlu ve'ein ozer. Therefore he humbled their heart with travail. Vayakna be amal libam. They stumbled. Kashlu, they stumbled. We'ain ozer, we'ain, and there was none. We'ain ozer, ozer, there was none to help. He humbled, better brought out, he brought into subjection. Why yachna'a, be'amal libam. He brought into subjection their heart with travail. Vayakna'a be'amal libam. Kashlu ve'ein ozer. They stumbled. Ve'ein ozer. And there was none to help. They cried to Yahweh, to Jehovah, in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Why is Iku Eliyahua Batsar Lahem Mimasukotehem Yoshaim? They cried, they shrieked. Why is it cool? Eliyahua Batsar Lahem. They shrieked to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Batsar, in adversity, in the adversary, Lahem, for them, in their adversary, in their adversity. They shrieked, Why is it cool? Leo Abbasar Lahem, Mima Sukotehem, Yoshaim, and he saved them. Yoshaim, he saved them. Mima Sukotehem, out of their distresses. Here, part of the chorus verse in today's daily psalm, verse 14. Yotziyayim mechoshek v'salmavet u'amosorotehem yenatek. He brought them out of darkness. He brought them out. Yotziyayim. He exited them. Yotziyayim. Mechoshek. From disillumination. Out of darkness. Disenlightenment. Yotziyayim. Mechoshek. With Almawet. Out of the Almawet. From darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bands in sunder. Ua mosa rotehem yenatek, the bands, the fetters in which they were bound, what bound them, what was binding them up, he broke. Let them give thanks. Make them give thanks. Make them give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, for his loving kindness, for his mercy. Yodu la Yahweh chasido. V'nifa leotayo libnei Adam. And for his wonderful works. V'nifa leotayo. Otayo, will nifle otayo, libnei, the bnei Adam, the children of humanity. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron, in sunder. Kia shibara dalotota. Ne choshet uberichea barzella gidea. He fulfilled the promise made in Yeshayahu, in Isaias, XLV, in Isaiah 45:2, fulfilling that word of yea and amen. Babylon is depicted as a large prison. Babylon is depicted as a large prison in which the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, were confined. And hear, Shema, give ear, here at verse 16 is the fulfillment from verse 10 to verse 16 of the second illustration, the second word pick in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 107, verses 10 to 16, the second illustration, the second word pick, Jazkir of captives.
Let up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language. Learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Hear, basic Hebrew, hear, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1 to 22, Abba Gadaha, Wazachata, Yakalamanasa, Apasakarashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha,
Wazahata Yakalamanasa Apasakarashata. A Aleph Ba Beit Ga Gimel Da Dalet Ha Hey Wa Wow Za Zain Ha Chet Ta Tet Ya Yod Ka Kaf La Lamed Ma Bem Na Nun Sa Samech A Ain Pa Pei Sa Sadai Ka Kof Ra Resh Sha Shin Ta Tau Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamana Saapasa Karashata.
Yeah, given the ancient pointing also for the modern usage, the nuance of the modern pointing. But here going through today's daily psalm, there's four word pictures. We dealt with the second illustration, Jah's care of captives, of those in captivity. Verses 17 to 22, the third illustration, Jah heals. He's a healer. Who he be? Yahweh, he heals. He be the healer of those smitten with sickness and illness and craziness, for their sins, their uckeries. And verses 23 to 32, the fourth illustration is Jah's care of sea voyagers, those who travel and make their business on the sea. Verse 33 to 38, Jah's control, his management of man's habitation. He who be, we be's management of man's habitation in verses 33 to 38. And in verses 39 to 42, he who be, we be, who he be, he's a defender. He defends, he pleads the cause of his people, as Kadamawi Haile Selassie pleads the cause of Ethiopians at home and abroad and the Beit Yisrael against attackers. And verse 43, it gives the moral. What is the moral for the wise? The moral for the wise. Here we got two minutes for those who need to call in. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or check out the LOJS.org, and you can hit the links, download the links, and listen anytime, anywhere, on demand. Yes, I. So here the moral of today's daily psalm. Whoso is wise, make him observe these things. Which things? These things. Even the things right here concerning the King of Kings, according to the BIBLE, the glory of his divine majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Whoso is wise, make him observe these things and make them consider the mercies of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. From the facts that are detailed in today's psalm, Psalm 107, the understanding, the understanding, the overstanding of the heart will learn to see, seen, seen the hand, the yad of Ha'el, of the El Ha'el, the power, Ha'elahim, at work in the affairs of man, in the affairs of humanity. So we have Hosea chapter 14, verse 10. Hear again the Hebrew.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. And here, taking us into the grace period, we have Nikki Silk. right, a relation of Garnet Silk, St. Garnet Silk, with this tune right here, Rhema tune for today, Psalm 107. I'm going to ride up the Midrash, right here, after this, Wandering Sheep. Check it. Rastafari Mondays podcast.
Love John, listen up. John! It's my life and my salvation. So shall I fear no one. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick a sufferer while he's down. Give to my helping and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Listen. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and a theme I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto streets with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding in tranquility, gain my stability from the Almighty. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street, you know, place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up over while it's down. Give to my husband and the scatter plan. Brother man. Roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and I've got to learn. My name is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again.
Here, today's daily psalm, and that was Nikki Silk with Wandering Sheep right there. Today's psalm, 43 verses. I really love to grind on today's daily psalm, but just touching on two or three of the word pictures right here. I just zoomed in on verse 39, connected with verse 38. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Then in verse 39, it says, again, they are diminished and dwindle away. They say black people here in this North country is what, 13% for the longest. Some say now 14%. Again, they are diminished and dwindle away. through oppression, rephrase, downpression of evil and sorrow, bringing out here from the Hebrew interpretation, somewhat similar sometimes to KJV, sometimes zooming in on some of the Hebrew highlights. But here, 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 the section here, verses 39 to 42, he who be who he be defends his people against attackers. So here brings out this translate right here of, again, they are diminished, diminished, and dwindle away. Check that with so-called, you know, Negroes, black people here in this North country called America, right? We are 13, right? 14 now, they say, percent of the population, right? Here it says, and when they are reduced in numbers and brought low through downpression, calamity, and sorrow, it says, their I prosperity would excite the envy of neighbors, the other nations, other people, the Anglo-Americans, the Gentiles, and become the cause of attacks upon them in that they would suffer. We can apply this like the black man is driving a new car, Chris Whip, you know, oh, he must be a drug dealer or something like that. You know what I'm saying? In those cases, so it's interesting here where it says that Jah blessed them also in verse 39, so that they are multiplied greatly and suffer not their cattle to decrease. And then again, they are diminished. You know, the ups and downs depends on our faithfulness, our love to Yahweh, truth and life. So when we are diminished, diminished, dwindled away through the downpression of evil and sorrow, when they, I are reduced in numbers and brought low through downpression, calamity, and sorrow, I prosperity excites the envy of neighbors and become the cause of attacks upon them, in that Jah people, I people suffer.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
And here, a portion of the Midrash, the first three sections of the Midrash. The Midrash is a study on today's daily psalm.
And here, the Midrash, a study on today's psalm is Morkov Zain, of Zain. Psalm 107, Psalm CVII. And here, we begin Book 5, Book V, Book 5 of the Psalms of the Sefer Tehillim, of the Isis, the chants, the Isis of Dawid, of David. Here. Psalm theme, divine providence, Ivine, Provida, providence, pro, before, Vida, looking to see, looking ahead, Ivine, providence. Here. Today's psalm, Mizmor of Zion. Here, beginning the fifth book of the Psalter, from Psalm 107 to Psalm 150, from Psalm CVII to Psalm CL. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor of Zion, Midrash, study on today's psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So let the redeemed of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Hear today's psalm 107, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and the second verses. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasado. Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah asher ge'alam miyad ar. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu la Yahuwah, for he is good. Ki tov, for good. Ki O Hodu La Yahua Ki O. For his mercy endureth forever. For I've Ki Le Olam Chasido. For his mercy Chasido endure Le Olam for I've Ki Le Olam Chasido. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. So make say the redeemed of Jehovah. Yomru say them to say. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. Whom Asher he hath redeemed, them who he hath redeemed. Asher Ge'alam, Asher Ge'alam, Miyad Ar, Miyad, from the Yad, from the hand, Miyad Ar, from the hand of the Ar, Miyad Ar, from the hand of the adversary. Hodu La Yahuwah Kito Ki Le Olam Chasido. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah Asher Galam Miyad Ar. Elsewhere, this is what scriptures say. Even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. For mine own sake, for my own sake, will I do it? Lema'ini, lema'ini, e'eseh. For mine own sake, lema'ini. For mine own sake, lema'ini. Will I do it? E'eseh. Lema'ini, lema'ini, e'eseh. The scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Lema'ini, lema'ini, e'eseh. Scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Lema'ini, lema'ini, e'eseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I shall do it for no reason other than that Shemi, my name, Shemi, the Hashem, the name, Shemi, should not be profaned. But why? Why is for mine own sake lema'ini, lema'ini? But why is for mine own sake said twice? Lema'ini, lema'ini, e'eseh. Because HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, even as when you were in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, I redeemed you for the sake of Shemi, my name. So in Edom, I shall save you for the sake of Shemi, for the sake of my name. As is said even in the 106th Psalm, Hebraically, the 8th verse, where it reads, nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Vayosha'im lima'an shemo. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake. Wayo Shaim, Lit Ma'an, Shemo. And even as I redeemed you in this world, so I shall redeem you in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Therefore, Lit Ma'ani, for mine own sake is said twice. Lit ma'ani, lit ma'ani, e'eseh, for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Therefore, for mine own sake is said twice. By that, ha'el, ha'el, ha'elohim, ha'elohim, the power meant, my glory will I not give to another and other. Even here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. Ukvodi le'achir lo etain, and my glory, ukvodi, and my kavod, ukvodi, and my glory, le'achir to another, lo etain, no, I give, will I not give. Ukvodi le'achir lo etein. Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Abin said that at the end of 40 years, Moshe admonished Yisrael, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 5, where it reads, know therefore this day that the Lord thy God is he that goeth over before thee, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land. Ve'yadalta hayom ki Yahweh Eloheka hu ha'over lefaneka eisha okla hu yashmideima v'hu yachneima lefaneka v'horashtama v'ha'avadtama mahir ka'asher diber Yahweh lak. Full of full verse. Know therefore this day v'yada'ita hayom that Jehovah, the I Elohim, is he who goeth over before thee as a devouring fire. Ve'yada'ita hayom ki Yahuwah Eloheka hu ha'ober lefaneka eisha okla. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before thee. So shalt thou drive them out and make them to perish quickly, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah hath spoken to thee. I, who yashmideima wehu yakneima lefaneka we horashtama we ha'abadtama mahir kasher diber Yahuwah lak. And here, full of full, verse 5, lo v'kid'ateka ua v'yoshera levaveka atava la resheta eta arisa kia v'arisha ata ha'goyim ha'el Yahuwah Eloheka morish morisham mipaneka ulama'ana hakima eta hadavar asher nishva Yahuwah la avoteka le Avraham le Yitzhak ua le Yaakov. Full of full, verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 9, here, verse 5. Not for thy righteousness, lo b'tzidkateka, or for the uprightness of thy heart. Uabe Yoshera Libabika. Dost thou go in to possess their land? Ataba la resheta eta arzam. But for the wickedness, the righteousness of these nations, Yahuwah Loheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, thy power, doth drive them out from before thee, from before thee I. Ki b'risha'ata ha'goyim ha'el Yahuwah Eloheka morishama mipaneka. And that he may establish the word, and that he may establish the word. Ulima'an ulma'ana ha'im eta ha'davar, that Yahuwah Jehovah swore to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, Asher Nishaba'a Yahuwah La Avoteka, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, Le Abraham, Le Yitzhaka Ula Yaakov. Lo Bitzikateka Ua Be Yoshera Le Babeka Ataba La Resheta Eta Arta Kia Be Arisha Ata Hagoyim Hael Yahuwah Eloheka Morishama Mipaneka Ula Maana Hakima Eta Hadavar Asher Nishba Yahuwah La Avoteka Le Abraham, Le Yitzhak, Ul Yaakov, Ul Yaakov. So Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Abin, Rav Huna the priest Bar Abin, he said that at the end of 40 years, Moses admonished Yisrael, Israel, even in the words from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3. Know therefore this day, we yada'ita hayom, that Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be, we be thy power, is he that goeth over before thee. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, who ha ober lefaneka, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart. Lo bid itateka ube yoshera lebabeka, doth thou the eye go in to possess their land. Ata ba la resheta et arzam. Moshe, in saying, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart, dost thou, the eye, go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness of these nation. Hear. Torah says, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness, the righteousness of these nations. Lord is Ikateka, Ube Yosher Lebabeka, Ataba la resheta et arzam, Kia be rishat hagoyi haele. Moshe meant that not for these three reasons did Hael, Hailahim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. And here, here, Midrash notes. And here, here, the Midrash note on today's Psalm, Mizmor Zayin, Psalm 107. Here, the translation of the comment, as well as the saying, nor for the wickedness, the ratchetness, instead of the usual reading, KJV, even the JV, the Yehudi version, because of the wickedness, because of the ratchetness, some say is conjectural. Right here, here, here. Lo b'tzikatika uwa b'yoshera levavika atava la resheta etarisam kia b'rishata hagoyim ha'el. Usual read is, not for thy righteousness, lo b'tzikatika, or for the uprightness of thy heart. Uva yosher devaveka, dost thou go in to possess their land? Ata ba la resheta eta arzam. Here the Yehudi version, the JV, the KJV says, but for the wickedness of these nations. Here in the Masoretic Hebrew, ki, for b'rishat, in the ratchetness, ki b'rishat ha'goyim ha'ele, for in the ratchetness, in the wickedness. So the sense of but is not here, rather ki, for, because, ki b', by way of rishat, the ratchetness, ki b'rishata ha'goyi, the nations, ha'el, these nations, ki b'rishat ha'goyi, ha'el. So here in the Midrash, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. For in the wickedness, the Hebrew would be brought out better as, for in the wickedness, ki b'rishat, in the wickedness, ha'goyim ha'ele, of these nations, the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. Moshe Rabbeinu meant that not for these three reasons did Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, nor have I done this for the sake of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For whose sake then? For whose sake then? For my great name's sake. David said, seeing what Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, does for his great name's sake. Oh, give thanks, young for eyes is to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Hodu layahua kito kile olam chasido. Hodu, give thanks, y'all. Hodu layahua to Jehovah. Kito for good. Kito for good. Translated as, for he is good in the Hebrew. Ki for, to for good. Hodu layahua. Kito ki ele olam chasido. Oh, give thanks to he who be, who he be, to Jehovah. Hodu layahua. key, oh, for good. Key for Olam, for Iva, Hasado, his mercy, his loving kindness. Rav Berakayu, Berakayu said in the name of Rav Chelbo, who taught in the name of Rav Shemuel, Samuel, who are meant by the redeemed in the Beit verse, the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, who are meant by the redeemed in Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. So make the redeemed of Jehovah, he who be, we be, say. What is meant by the Geulei, the redeemed in Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. May the redeemed of Jehovah say, Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the people of Israel. This Yeshayah, Isaiah made explicit in saying, even in Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 35 and 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come with singing to Zion, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return and come with singing to Zion. Hear, hear, Yeshayah, Isaiah chapter 35, hear the first part of the 10th verse. Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshuvuna Uavaotiona Berina, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshuvun Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshuvun, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ubao Sion the Rina, and come. Ubao, 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 and they shall come Sion to Zion. The Rina, the Rina, with singing, and come with singing to Zion. Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshuvuna Ubao Sion Berina. He did not say, quote, the ransomed of Eliyahu, of Elijah, nor the ransomed of the King Messiah, of Moshiach HaMelech, but the ransom of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Ufaduye Yahuwah, Ufaduye, Ufaduye Yahuwah, the ransom of Jehovah. Even so, the psalm, the mizmor, the chant, the Isis, speaks of the redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. Geulei Yahuwah, Geulei Yahuwah. Another explanation of, so let, so make the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. Hear, hear, hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 107, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4. Yomru Gilei Yahuwah. Hear, this will be the third verse, and gather them out of the land. U'mei iratota kibtzam, u'mei aratota kibtzam, and gather them out of the land. Ta'ua v'midbara bia shimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'ua v'midbara bia shimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness. Are these words praise of Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God of Ha'Elohim, Ha'Lahayim, Ha'Elohim? Yes, said David. Yes, said David. Yes, said David. And here, Midrash note, the editor text has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For though they wandered in the Midbar, Bamidbar, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim, gathered them. But does wandered mean that they were lost, Bamidbar? Does the Hebrew ta'u, does that mean that they were lost, Bamidbar, in the wilderness? Rav Yehuda bar Shalom, Judah bar Shalom explained, in repeating the two verses from the previous psalm, from Psalm 106, Hebrew, the 47th verse, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us. And the next verse from Psalm 106, the 48th verse, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. And here, Mizmor Kof Vav Kof Wow. Here, Psalm 106, verse 47 and verse 48. Hosha'inu, Yahuwah Eloheinu, save us, save Ainai, Hosha'inu, save Ainai, Yahweh, O Jehovah Eloheinu, Ainai, Elohim, Vikavteinu, Vikavteinu, and gather us, Aina, Min Hagoyim, from among the nations. And verse 48, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Baruch Yahweh Elohei Yisrael. Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Blessed be Jehovah, Baruch Yahuwah, the Elohim, the power of Israel, of Israel, Elohei Israel. And here, the Midrash notes, the two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles. These two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. Verses 35 to verse 36. And here, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 35 and 36. A repeat here of Psalm 106, verse 47, 48. And say ye and save y'all, say y'all, save us, save I and I. Oh, Elohim of I and I salvation. And gather us, gather I and I together, together. And deliver us, I live I and I from the heathen. That we, that I and I may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy Isla name, to thy holy, thy set apart name. And glory in thy praise, glory in thy Isis. Blessed be Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, forever and ever, for ever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise in Isis, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Hear, hear, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 35 to verse 36. So scripture implies that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, though they wander from the path of righteousness, I shall redeem them, as I did in the wilderness, Bamidbar. For it is said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, O Israel, that in future ages will be saved by the Lord. O Yisrael, that in future ages will be saved by Jehovah. Yisrael nosha'a b'Yahuwah t'shu'ata olamim. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, nosha'a, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting, an eternal, everlasting salvation. Teshuat Olamin. Yisrael Nosha'a Bayahuwah. Teshuat Olamin. And scripture says also, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, the Lord shall save the tents of Judah as of yore. Here, here, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, V'hoshi'a Yahuwah eta aholeya Yehuda Barishona. Jehovah, he who be, we be, also shall save. With Hoshea Yahuwah, the tent Eta Ahole of Judah, Yehuda, first Barishona. With Hoshea Yahuwah Eta Aholeya Yehuda Barishona. Jehovah shall save the tents as of yore, as of yore. Hear, 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 from the Hebrew, Barishona, at the first, as of yore, at the first, as in the beginning. Wehoshia Yahuwah et aholeya Yehuda Barishona. Hence, hear, 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 it is said, they wandered in the wilderness. Ha'ua Bamidbar, Biyashimon Darek. They wandered in the wilderness. Ta'u Bamidbar. Ta'u, they wandered Bamidbar in the wilderness. In a desert way, Bishimon Darek, in a desert way,
Tau Bamidbar B'Shimon Dar. A different exposition, it reads the verse literally. The redeemed of the Lord, whom he hath redeemed, will say. In a different exposition, here of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, the verse is read literally. Reading the verse literally, the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, whom he has redeemed, will say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he has redeemed, will say. One would expect scripture to have said, the redeemed of Yahuwah, Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say. Or, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. One would expect the scripture to have said, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say. Or, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. Rav Yehuda Bar Shalom, Judah Bar Shalom explained, scripture puts it exactly, Baduk, exactly. For the word of HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. For the word of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, is identical with the deed. And from whose life can one prove this? From Abraham. What is said of Abraham? What is said of Abraham? Even in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, where it reads, in that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed have I given this land. Bayom hahu karata Yahuwah et Avram berita lemor lezareka natati et haaret hazot. In that day, Yahweh Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, Bayom Hahua Karata Yahuwah et Abraham Berit Lemor, to thy seed, Lizareka, to thy seed, Lizareka, Natati have I given, Natati et haaret hazot, this land, et haaret hazot, this land. Bayom hahua karata Yahuwah et Avraham brita lemor lizareka natati et haaret hazot. The scripture does not say shall give, but natati, I have given. The scripture does not say shall give, will give, but I have given, natati. But did Abraham already have sons, bani? At that time, at that Iowa, he had not yet begotten a son. However, the word, the dabar of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Idle One, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu. The Holy Ones, the Isle of Ones, blessed be he, declares, when I say a thing, behold, it is done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, when I say a thing, when I sing, behold, it done. Behold, it done. Therefore, when scripture says the redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Geulei Yahuwah, it is because he has already redeemed them.
Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are many, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth.
Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Yeah! Yeah!
Black man redemption. Woyo.
Lila Tov. Yes, I. Good night, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I. Melkam Leilit to the Boker Tov, to Melkam Tuat. Good morning. Yes, I. Shalom Chaverim. Shalom Rastafari Chaverim. Shalom.